Why are you throwing me under the bus for being classless? What the hell?
Howard started it.
You both laughed, though. You both went along with it. Wow. I'm not that classless.
So tell us again about your trip to Atlantic City.
He stole my line. What were the highlights?
You guys are both loud as hell now. All the level taking I did. Just
sorry.
For naught. It's okay. Just be enthusiastic within bounds. That's all I'm asking. Just like a teacher. I want to see that you care, but just don't show anything that scares me. Any real unbridled energy or creativity here. Think
okay,
you can
darling.
Do that?
Sure.
Okay. I appreciate it.
No problem.
So we're not going to milk the dirty, me being dirty thing then? We're not going to get some material out of that? Because I got like 10 minutes of AC left.
Oh, do you?
And then we're pooched. Wow. Then we are just coasting for 35 minutes. So I figure we can just tread a little water, then get to the AC, and then get out of here. 45-minute episode.
Nah, I want to talk about your baseball team, man, honestly.
Mine.
I want to talk about damn Yankees.
The Yanks. Yeah. They are my team to some extent, shamefully.
They are.
I've cooled. Well, what was it? We'll get to how I got poisoned with the Yankees. Yankiness.
You mean poisoned like you became a fan?
Yes.
Because we can also talk about right now how you're being poisoned away from that team.
I am. I am not the fan I once was.
But who's your team?
Orioles.
Oh, okay.
I am starting to respect again. I never got too far away from the O's because they were the team I actually got to watch as a kid.
Right, yeah.
And they got that Greek guy, Markakis.
Mm-hmm. That's true. He's a number three hitter.
Yeah. So I got to love him for those reasons. But Peter Angelos is a piece of human crap. Also Greek.
Also Greek, yeah.
Yeah. He is the worst owner in baseball, maybe.
No, not true.
Who's worse? The Walmart guy who does Kansas City?
No, I think whoever's run the Marlins has just put that team into a hole after forcing the city to pay for a stadium that will never be profitable.
Yeah, there's a weird thing with that stadium because, first of all, Florida's beautiful. You don't have to go to the ballpark for sunlight. You just exit your house.
Yeah.
And I've also heard it's 45 minutes outside of the city or something like that. Like, and it's just in bum F.
Well, it's where the Orange Bowl used to be.
Okay.
And so now that whole part of the city has not really been redeveloped to handle the traffic of a sold-out baseball stadium. So fortunately, they're terrible now.
I was going to say, they haven't had the problem.
They still have traffic issues, though, with 20,000 people showing up to a place that's basically like a subdivision of Washington, you know? Like, think of Route 50 on your commute to the city.
That would be hellish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be a literal hell.
But that's a half-filled stadium. Just imagine once they become popular, if they ever become popular.
They never do. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to baseball, but even I know any time the Marlins lately have gotten, like, two good players, they just, like, sell them.
They win a World Series and then just like empty the roster.
Yeah, and they're like, don't worry, we're gonna sell those guys off, and then we'll have all these young players when we're good again. And they're never good again, and they're just like everyone else's farm team.
I'm actually okay with Angelos because I was upset for a while that he was blocking the DC baseball team, but the second DC got a baseball team and I showed up to first RFK and then the new stadium in Southeast.
It's so much worse than Camden.
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't get behind this. I just cannot.
I can't either. I like the O's, damn it.
Yeah.
Allison, do you do baseball at all?
No, but my grandmother was a huge baseball
fan. Your grandmother seems to do everything in these,
I know,
these episodes.
She
we're
actually
doing. She went to AC. She went to baseball.
She
Allison,
actually,
are you a slut? No, but my grandmother.
Well, you know, she has five kids.
I got here somehow.
No, she actually passed away, and when she died, all the pallbearers wore Sox jerseys. She was a big Red Sox fan, so
she was into baseball a little bit then.
All the time. I mean, even when she was out, if we had an outdoor gathering or something, and the game was on, she had her little like battery operated radio, she would follow the
game. Her big boom box, the guy got beat to death and Do the Right Thing.
Yeah. Was she lucky enough to hear them win the World Series?
I don't know.
When did she die?
I don't know.
You don't know when your grandmother died?
No, like 3 years ago.
She heard both series then.
Yeah.
What were they? Oh, 4 and 6?
Oh, yeah. She was around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember the second one, but 04, I think, was the first
one. It was 2 years later.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Well, then.
Well, I mean, I don't follow it. All my family does. They're big Sox fans, so, and they go to games all the time. But
Sox.
The Sox, that's
they're
correct.
Finishing the season. I know you don't like care whatsoever, but they're finishing the season at Camden Yards this season. So I'm going to go with a couple of Red Sox fans, and we're going to watch the O's stomp.
How did they get good again, by the way? Like, Ooh. Didn't the Sox? I thought they ate balls last year because they fired Francona because they're up and down, right?
Right.
And, like, David Ortiz was washed up 4 years ago, and they got rid of Manny a long time ago. Manny's just, like, pumping gas at this point.
I mean, Papelbon was a problem last season in the
But I thought they kind of Marlins things out. Like, they just sold everyone, and then they're good all of a sudden. They're, like, the best team in the league right now,
They have a high payroll. They're not exactly like the Marlins, where they just go on a budget. They just Francona lost the clubhouse, and so then they got rid of the guys who were just anchoring. I forget. I think it's Connie Mack is the manager who, like, coached for 50 years.
I was going to say.
First half of the 20th century. They asked him, like, what his key to success was. And it was keeping the two guys.
Keep the Cullens in line.
Just keep the two guys away from you. Keep the two guys who hate you away from the three guys who are on the fence about you as a manager. And so, like, literally, like, you can kill an entire baseball roster of, you know, only 24 guys if there are five guys who are just destroying your clubhouse. And so that's what happened with Francona. That's a great team. They really just had five guys, and it's just when you see someone at work who's just doing a terrible job, you kind of just, like, give up yourself. It's hard to stay motivated, so.
That's the story of my life.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, that's why.
Motivation is hard.
Yeah, but they have great players. It's just like when people were drinking beer and eating fried chicken in the clubhouse or in the bullpen.
Oh, come on.
No, it was Papelbon.
We're not that kind of show.
Papelbon has now, like, been banished to Philadelphia, which is actually a nice city for me. I like it, but
I love Philly.
Like, yeah, we know.
It's not a great place.
Yeah, not just for the stalking, but there's something. Philly is actually a city that's not afraid to be a city. We will get to me watching a horrible local show called Philly Feud.
Oh my, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my.
That was on their version of DC 20, their UPN. Like at 1 a.m. on a Saturday. And there's this guy who looked a lot like Greg Proopst or whatever. Maybe it was. Maybe the years have not been kind. But it was the most. It was Family Feud with, you know, feud spelled P-H because they're clever like that. Get it?
Yeah.
Did you get it, Allison?
Yeah. It's the Philly Feud. Get it?
We got it.
Then explain it to me because I didn't. So they're asking all these, like, really deep, like, know your Philly stuff to an outsider. It blew my mind how much these teams, I think there was like this week it was prosecutors versus defense attorneys.
Oh man,
something dumb like that. And they had a really hot girl they were cutting to, which I don't know why I brought that up. It was just someone I wanted to bang when I was horny in my hotel room.
Gross. What, with your mom.
That's what vacation means. No beat off time for John. As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, man. How did you do that? If you talk about how often you need to do that, then how did you do that? That's a good topic right there. Like, how did you do that?
It was difficult.
You actually get ill and very crabby.
I was busy enough and outside of the house, so I didn't need it so badly. Like, when I'm at home and I can't take care of it, and I'm in that lair that I hate with everything that I hate just circled around me, like a hermit crab shell of mediocrity.
Gross.
That I'm just dwelling in, then I really do need my medicine.
Yeah.
But being
I
out
talked
of the
to
house
somebody about that the other day, and they were like, man, he needs a lot of medicine. Like, that guy's got problems.
How hooked I am? Yeah. How hooked I am on the treatment? How high the doses?
Yeah. I was like, well, how often do you have your medicine? And they were like, I don't know, you know, different, whatever. And I said, well, average, just ballpark, take a guess or whatever. Because anyone I've ever told said, whoa, that dude's got problems. and
problem
he said
is
five.
Doing it in public.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you're
they
doing
said
it.
They said five in a week.
That
for that
would
person.
Be on a very low end for me, but I can, that's still kind of in my league.
No,
maybe.
It isn't. That's not
I guess.
What you shared. That's gross. That's
I've
too
cut,
much.
I've cut down a little bit.
Since when?
Like in the last week. Okay. If we're going to average in the 3 days I didn't get to, then I cut down a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. Don't you think that's excessive?
Oh, well, you don't know the amount.
Oh, do you not want to share it?
I can. If you share yours, I'll share mine. This is an open forum. Howard will share his, I'm sure.
Oh, his girlfriend's listening.
Yeah, no, I'm getting paid on the regular right now, so like I don't need to like resort to that as much.
Resort.
Yeah. Wow.
That is a sexual activity of last resort.
Like I'm a football player crashed in the Andes eating human flesh. It's not something you resort to. It's just fun.
Okay, fine.
Without your girlfriend.
When I was most recently single.
Yeah, when you're going, well, even when your ex for the last 6 months, when you're going through nuclear winter.
When you were just hands and a penis.
Yeah.
I would say,
I'd
say five would be a heavy week.
Wow.
See?
Seven. Wow. Okay, let's go seven on like the heaviest.
Yeah.
And that's not even every day. That's like you'll have a day where you might go twice or three times just because it's like a heavy day. Then like you just go back to your life for a couple days.
See?
What kind of life is that?
That's what everybody else says. Everyone's looking at you like you're the dark horse.
Whatever, man. I've seen through the looking glass. How about you, Allison? How many times do you do your weird squeezing without touching crap?
I don't know. It varies.
Just an average.
I mean, you just got up
your friend's ass for saying, I don't know, some weeks this, some weeks that.
I don't know, maybe three. It just happens, there's a certain time that it's more excessive. And I mean, sometimes that could
be like
seven times a day. Yeah.
Wow. When was your last seven a day?
I don't know. I did three not too long ago.
In one day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But per week, it's...
Yeah.
Per week, it's how many usually?
I don't know. Three, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was your week's worth.
Oh, if it's a seven. No, then if it's the seven, you know, then it's...
You need a couple weeks off.
No, I don't.
To recharge. I did. I don't... No, I'm trying to remember. Remember that kid, Dan, what's his face? The druggie who OD'd?
Yes.
Dan, what's his last name? Or we don't need to put that out there.
Yeah.
I guess not. Dan. We used to go to high school with Dan. And I remember Dan one time mentioned he had done like eight in a day.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can beat that, you mo. And so I went... I went home and like I think twice I've topped eight in one day, but just to prove I could.
Yeah.
Like after the fourth, it's not fun.
When was the last time you did that?
It's just, 10 years easily.
Okay,
been a long time since I got that bored.
Because you're not going more than like five at this age, right? I mean, we're on the wrong side of 30, man.
I even just bored John is rarely. I can't even remember the time I cracked three in a day.
Well, you said two.
Well, that's what I have my average, and my average is usually like a two a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your average a day. Like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm good for 14 a week.
Yeah.
Like, I got it.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's...
He gets cranky and, like, ill. Like,
yeah.
Like
my stomach hurts.
Yeah, he gets, like... He sounds like he has the flu.
I mean, I'm not going to say he needs, like, shock therapy or something like that, but,
thank you.
I mean, it is a... It's a high number, but it's not, like, out of control.
I'm not, like, the guy in Full Metal Jacket who is doing 10
a day. But, I mean, it's not like you're doing that, just doing that. I mean, you are productive, and you have a job and do all of that. But when I ask men, generally speaking, like, how often do you do that?
Drive, man.
They are like, that guy's crazy.
I mean, it's kind of like a depressed thing, you know? They drink beer, I don't. They they engage in, you know, they smoke weed, I don't. So this behavior has to take up a lot.
But that number, does it go down when you're getting paid?
Yes and no. I mean, like, whatever I would have done alone that I get with her.
We should have warned the ladies not to listen to this.
Like,
too.
I'm not going to have two with my girl and then go home and do two as well.
Right.
Like, I got my medicine.
Right, exactly.
If I do it with her. But it's not like, oh, I got laid. It carries over the next day. Like, if I'm not getting the laid the next day, I need the laid. If I'm not getting the laid the next day, I'm doing my two on my own immediately.
Yeah.
I need it. It's usually like a noonish. Like, if I'm completely home, like John didn't have any business calls.
Yeah.
It's usually noon and like eight. Just 8 hours of in between. But I like one at the start of the day. I like how noon is the start of my day.
Here's a better question. What about like when you're lifting? When you're on like a good like lifting routine?
I've been lifting more and it usually drops me to one a day because I'm spending some of my energy putting up weights.
And in a way, you're almost, I think, I want to say subconsciously saving your testosterone for the weight room, but it does help. Like if you're going twice a day at the porn table, then...
A mutual friend of ours said he tried to never do that while he was lifting because he didn't like losing the protein.
I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's
a bit which excessive. I would say eat another egg, dude.
That's a bit excessive.
That is... we've already had this conversation. The amount of protein...
don't blow your nose if you're worried about that amount of protein. It's like, what, 1 gram or something?
It's ridiculous. It's primarily water, 2? So... Yeah.
But he swore by that.
I just noticed, like beating it before going to the gym. I'd just be lazy in the gym. Just, like, you do a couple sets. It's like,
Yeah, but don't you find when you are going to the gym that you are randier, that you're...
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, I'm, like...
Depends how hard I'm lifting.
I don't know.
It really... I've noticed, like, when I was doing pure powerlifting, it would... actually interfere with my ability to get it fully up. Like, I guess I'm just depleting my body that much.
Have you ever lifted with John Alton? No. Like, when he power lifts, like, he just leaves it all at the gym. It's like, yeah. It's not.
It's true.
But, to me, it almost defeats the point of going. Because to me, I'm just
I'm too tired to bang anyone.
Yeah, I'm just like, why?
Like,
why would you do that?
Shape, and I'm actually getting people to my bedroom, and then they're just like a kitten playing with a toy in bed. It's like, oh, it's not doing anything. I'm just whacking it around.
No, I mean,
I've learned a happy medium. I don't quite power lift, and I toss in some cardio to keep the circulation going, but it still screws with me to some extent.
Really?
Yeah.
But it makes you randier, but then you have less drive. So I guess that would be torture.
It's weird. More than
like
anything,
to be so amped up and then.
He still power lifts because I know you like the way you lift. You don't really like do high rep at all. You're not a high rep guy. You hate that.
I've gotten much more into high reps with age. But yeah, I'm still going to try to like deadlift my 315. I'm still going to squat 315. I'll bench 2 whatever. Crappy 2. My bench. Damn my lacking bench. But it's more the confidence that comes with the gym because I do start losing weight. I do start muscling up. So yeah, then you feel ballsy enough to approach girls.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, I'm not coming from this position of weakness where... Why would you ever touch me? You're coming from, I'm all right. I can toss you around. I won't be just drowning in my own sweat in 30 seconds if we do this. So, yeah, that was one very specific phase of my life where, Howard saw me train and I was getting laid a lot and I kind of like had to schedule it for the 2 days I wasn't in the gym. Because the times I did, I was just like, am I like going gay or something? What's wrong with this down here? It
that's
was
no
very
fun.
None. Yeah, it was not cooperative in the least.
Yeah, that's not good. I don't think
we don't even do the show intros at this point, right?
Oh,
right. or finish up Philly Feud, where there's roughly 9 answers to what are the best movies recorded in Philadelphia, which you and I can give you 2: Rocky and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Oof.
12 Monkeys was on the list. I mean, there's some weird crap that was in that mix, man.
Give us a couple more.
I remember 12 Monkeys. All right. There's a lot of weird movies that you had to be from Philly and know your city.
So let's take this to what the show was really supposed to be about. You were watching this show while you were sitting in a hotel room in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Wishing you could wank off, but...
I wasn't even missing it that much because I got fed. Like, I love visceral baby pleasures, touching my junk and being fed.
I got to ask real quick, the hot chick on the show, she was a prosecutor, wasn't she?
No, she was like the blonde chick in a referee outfit who worked for the show.
Okay.
I don't remember which was which for the actual professionals on the show. I just wanted to screw the broad who worked it. And then there's another bleach blonde who actually checked us out, which usually isn't my type, but she kind of like the little, not even a bob, like it was very short. She looked kind of like Drago's wife.
Oh, gross.
Like, I kind of dug it. Not going to lie. Like, a nice Midwestern version of Ivan Drago's wife.
I don't like
before, her. Before it had sex with Flava Flav. And things went very bad. Back when it was getting Stallone-dited. And
not
Flav-dited.
She doesn't do anything for me. I mean, I wouldn't say, ooh, she's an attractive
Brigitte
woman.
Brigitte Nielsen?
Yeah.
Dude, when I was a kid... One of the 2 Playboys that I stole, because you could waste your time stealing from Crown Books, like the actual Playboys that had articles, and those were kind of okay. It was fun reading some dirty talk and hearing about technology. It was all right. Like as a kid, you felt mature reading the articles.
Did
some
you have
extent.
A cigar?
Yeah, in my little smoking jacket, walking around like Baby Hugh.
Yikes.
But the prize was getting like a lingerie issue, or God forbid, the real specials. I had two that apparently sell for like 50 or 100 bucks or something each, at least before they all got scanned online. There was one called Celebrities and another called Supermodels.
Supermodels was the first issue of Playboy I ever got.
Really? That gray one with Cindy on the front?
Yep.
Holding her jugs?
Oh, my goodness.
Stephanie Seymour.
Oh,
excellent.
How many I railed out to Stephanie Seymour in that. Not even, because this is a chick I must have cranked 30 to 40 times to in her Victoria's Secret appearances.
Not even the Playboy.
Just get the Playboy. Like, the only thing better is if she went to club and was just, like, full of D. Like, oh, God, I would have died of dehydration.
Glad back then I didn't know she had sex with Todd Marinovich.
Who?
I don't know.
Oh, no. That roidsy O-lineman, the real bust?
The quarterback, yeah.
No, which one was Todd? Oh, God. Oh,
the
ginger dude.
Yeah, that one. Because his dad just wanted him to be the perfect quarterback, and he cracked under the pressure.
Ew, she balled him?
She didn't just ball him. She sent the limo to go pick him up when he was, like, the star quarterback.
Oh, that's
USC.
Right. Yeah. That wasn't so bad. I thought, who was the guy, the Incredible Bulk?
Oh, I don't know that one.
He was drafted by the Packers, I think, and he was, like, the biggest Mandrake, right? Or Mandrich or something. God, I feel like such a girl. Not getting this tip on my tongue. He was a total roids case. And he was like the celebrated white kid O-lineman. And he just sucked in the leagues.
O-lineman?
I believe he was an O-lineman.
I think when that happened, I wasn't even paying attention to O-lineman. The first O-lineman I ever paid attention to was Orlando Pace. So that was like...
I think it's Tony Mandrake. Let me look it up. Give me 1 second. You guys, Pat, I got to look at this. It's going to bug me.
I don't know. That sounds gross. To me. But Seymour did that?
Yeah, Tony Mandrick.
How long was he in the league?
Yeah, he washed out after like 2 years or some crap. Okay. He was like maybe a journeyman for a couple of years, but he was like this consensus like first pick. He's the best there is. And he was just a total roids case before people really knew what roids were in the league. And so he got to the league and quit the roids and became horrible.
Gross.
Just so... bad.
Nasty.
What?
That was nasty.
Don't sit in your seat of judgment with me, young lady.
That's terrible.
So yeah, I'm sitting in, not doing anything in AC. It's Saturday night. I don't get the point. I'm sorry. What is there really to do? Let's go down the list. Go to a strip club. Well, they barely have all nude clubs in AC, and I don't really care for a strip club anyhow. I would if they were very cheap.
Yeah.
If it was $10 lap dances, you'd see me living it up. But they're like 30.
But aren't they cheap in West Virginia when you go?
No, West Virginia is not cheap. Yeah.
Really?
30 a pop or something. And it's West Virginia women.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can get handsy and everything.
No, not really.
Yeah, that's what your brother said.
No.
Paradise City.
Paradise City 2. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you paid attention. Paradise City 2 is strange in that for $10, you will get they don't call it a lap dance. I think it's a table dance, maybe, but it's not. They're on the table. They just go
to
your
table.
And they're in like a little bikini / G-string. And the entire crux of the dance is like grinding on you and putting their breasts in your face, but they're covered. Yeah. But to me, like touching is so much better than looking. Yeah. Like, if you actually get the lap dance, they're going to dance in front of
you. What
if you
can touch it and you can't see it? I mean, would you be for that?
Yeah, touching's way better than seeing it. Like, you just feel warm.
So, what are you just in a dark room? And
I'm not a cave fish.
But I'm just saying.
I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying. You're saying touching is better than feeling.
Like the $10 dance to me, where your entire thing is you're sweeping my face through your cleavage, way better than like $30. You're in my lap and you're like playing with your boobs in front of me, but I'm not getting any part of me on your boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send the tactile, much better.
Yeah, but then you could get very well like Orange is the New Black, the tranny chick in there.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, with the nice Hooters, you get to see her jugs and everything. But I mean, you could be in a dark room just jugging them up. And
yeah, whatever. If I didn't know it was a tranny and I'm just feeling boobs, what the hell, man? Like, I wouldn't like it when the lights came on, but. Just saying, anyone keeping it real? Like, yeah. I'm not gonna sit here and act all hyperman. Like, oh, I could tell it was a tranny just from touching
I'm not
him.
Saying
yeah,
that, but I'm just saying visually. You know what I'm saying? So, So you could have a super hot chick you can look at, or maybe someone who's tore up, but you just get to touch them.
Oh, you're saying if I have to pick between, I wouldn't pick either. Save my damn money. How's that? Then I eat at Waffle House 2 feet from Paradise City.
Italian.
Too,
you're going to have some nice Italian.
Well, I did in Vegas. Or yeah. I'm sorry, in AC. Mm-hmm. Not, I wouldn't trust Italian in West Virginia.
No.
No, actually, the next day, once we had raided the Jewish beach twice.
Yes.
We went to this great place in the Golden Nugget. There's like two big casinos off the boardwalk. And I think being off the boardwalk allowed them to be like big and classy and look exactly like a Vegas casino.
Yeah.
And they weren't filled with the boardwalk mutant people.
Yeah.
The Morlocks, the Mad Max folk.
Yeah.
Like it was just really sexy chicks, man.
Yeah.
I'm really like good, like tons of bachelorette party type stuff.
Yeah.
Like it was exactly like being in Vegas, except it's all just like that greasy Italian and Jewish New York girl look to them. Like I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great. And we ate it. Crap. I can't remember the name of it, but Grotto. Yeah. Grotto Ristorante or something like that. Some of the best Italian food I've ever had.
That's good.
Good to hear. Glad to hear that you guys like classed it up in AC.
You ever had alimon sauce, I believe it's called? It's just a lemon sauce.
Wow.
Life-changing.
No tomato.
I've never had it before. No, just like olive oil and lemon.
Mm.
Holy God. And the pizza they made there. Insane, dude. Like thin Neapolitan style crust, but with the New York cheese on it, but a light amount. I want to go now.
Yeah, no,
like
you
it was
can't.
That good.
And in New Jersey, you can't have crummy pizza.
It was
so
great.
A city's got to like stand up.
And then we all pigged out on desserts that were all killer. That meal alone worth the entire trip. Like that's it to me. I love getting high end food and looking at ass. And what's weird, our waiter had like a bum leg for real. Like he was born that way. So both times we had just all these bum leg waiters.
But Will liked the second one, didn't he?
Oh, Will loved the second one because he was a guy who put on a performance. He was a very nice, professional, courteous dude.
Yeah.
And so we actually tipped him even above 20% because I'm like, you got balls being a waiter with a gimp leg, dude.
Yeah.
and Will missed this. We went into the crapper. There was a midget mopping. And the mop was taller than him.
Aww.
And the urinals were at his tooth level. So, you know, it gave this enchanted air to the place. Like they have little magical dwarves cleaning up your dookie marks.
Oh,
it was great.
Poor
changing urinal cakes at eye height.
If you've ever got a weird midget thing, like I don't really care about little people or whatever. They're fine. Although I see one in real life, I still have to be like, but seeing one and just realizing what a hell a public bathroom must be for him. I'm not kidding. Oh. The urinals were at like his throat.
That's terrible.
Gonna do? Use it like a dog bowl? Does he need to pull out a stack of phone books to take a piss? I really blew my mind. I didn't know what went where. It was amusing though.
Poor thing.
I shouldn't have said that. But
actually, you didn't go to Dave's bachelor party.
No, where was that?
That was in at Vixen. Like we went to Golden Horseshoe and other places. In
just the little turlet strip clubs all over West Va.
Yeah, no, but we went to Vixen's.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been to Vixen's a lot. That
you
used
ever
to
like
be my workhorse before the Paradise City too?
You ever seen like the midget stripper Last Call?
Oh, the Little Sisters.
Yeah, like that's.
I'm familiar with the act.
It's genius because what time I went, it was basically let the crowd know like Last Call. We're sending out the little ladies.
Is that? I thought they were the Little Sisters. Are they?
That night called them Little Ladies.
The Little Sisters is a touring dwarf stripper act where it's two of them. The Little Ladies might just be like, I don't know if I've actually seen the little ladies, as you called them. But there was, I think, a dwarf or a little person. I don't know what the hell the difference is. A little person passing out drinks at Vixen's one time. I know one time I went to Miami and Steve-O was at a strip club there and they had like a little dwarf dude also passing out shots. I'm not sure if it was a Wee Man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That would have been funny. Like a nice little twofer.
actually, like, because Vixens does that, they get a lot of dates. So there really was, like, a good mix of men and women at Vixens. I didn't understand why till, like...
There's a lot of broads at Vixens. It's very weird.
Part of, like, the attraction, though, is, like, when the two midget strippers come out, like, every chick in the club goes up there. And, like, for whatever reason, I guess, I don't blame Charlestown police for letting this go, but the midgets could just, like, motorboat any chick they wanted to who tipped them. It was pretty awesome. I gotta say, like, all the men who were there with their girlfriends, very happy.
Oh yeah, that I take it back. Vegas, one of my best strip club memories.
Yeah,
another great one though, Vixens has an amateur's cage. You've seen it, where it's just that piston that kind of goes up and down in the corner. Yeah. And it has these metal bars around it so the girls can't get, like, gang raped. But chicks are just allowed to walk in there and strip. And I went with four female friends of mine for one of Will's birthdays. I got a ton of girls, and two different ones got up there, like, fully naked.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fully naked?
Fully naked.
Oh, my.
One wound up getting, like, eaten out by an old guy, if I recall. Gross. Like, while on stage. Ugh. I banged her a couple hours later. Ugh. It's all class in this man's world.
That is disgusting.
Well. You know.
Well. I guess because I'm not a dude.
Yeah,
who
exactly.
needs his medicine twice a day?
I'm not saying it was to completion. I'm just saying he might have put his old Gummy Joe mouth on it.
That
then I did.
Is nasty.
I kind of never put that together until now. Yeah, it was the same night.
Oh, wow.
Not gross. Good. But I was fed. I didn't do anything out either night because strip clubs I don't care about. Whores, I'd rather take care of it myself. Although I don't know if I'll change that tune at some point in my life. Mm-hmm. Haven't yet. Clubs, I'm not dressed up for them. I'm not a club guy. Although I've heard,
you're
at
not
least
much,
in Vegas.
You're not much of a dancer.
No, I'm not horrible at it because, like, I've learned how to move limbs independently but in rhythm through being a drummer for so many years. Like, I actually have rhythm, but
my time
I don't
out
have any
with
moves.
You suggests that, like, you cannot hide the fact that you don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's my life story. I hate this.
Because my biggest problem at dance clubs is I don't like a lot of the music. And for me, I like dancing to songs I like. I'm not much of a dancer. I dance poorly. I will admit that. But when I do it, it might as well be to a song I like. And when I was last in Vegas, I went to a bachelor party in March. I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, how can all these people possibly know the words to every song and act like they enjoy every song? I'm like, there has to be a song that the women don't like.
Yeah.
Cue the music. Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit. And then, like, all the girls on stage, they stopped singing along.
Really?
But you could tell they knew every last word.
Of course.
And you know what? Still dancing. And I'm like, why can't you walk off for this one? Just take a song off. You clearly find this offensive. There's nothing about this song that you like.
There's nothing empowering
still-
here.
So to me, this is why I don't understand how people can dance to songs they hate. Because that's the clearest example of, like, you should just walk off. Like, this literally offends every woman who's out there right now. But
most
just-
of the time, if I was dancing, it's because I don't know the words. You know what I mean? It's all so muffled and it's got a nice beat. I don't really. They could be talking about burning Jews in an ashtray. And I'd be like, woo!
But I'm telling you,
it's got a funky beat. I'm like, I don't know. I just like the drums.
So you're Jewish this week on the episode?
Jew-ish.
I like that. I see what you did there. It made me laugh.
Oh gosh. But most of the popular songs I don't really like. But the
you
best.
You like your Macklemore. Don't give me that. You're like, you walked in one day before the show and you're like, play what's the thrift shop?
Because you never heard it, not because it was the best ever. It's just the hook got in my head, and I was like, and you were like, I've never heard it, and I was like, it's so wildly popular, how could you have never heard it? Whether you like it or not.
Too busy masturbating. There's your answer. Yeah. No time for radio, Dr. Jones.
But the best backhanded compliment I got was the last time I went out dancing. My friend said, he said,
you have the moves and ass of a black girl.
Well, I've heard that too. He said to me, he said, yeah, I love your confidence on the dance floor.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
And then
I
you
bowed
went,
down.
Misplaced? And he went, ah.
Like, he didn't say it was great. He just said, I love your confidence. And I just knew where it was going.
You don't
going.
Have a lot of shame, do you?
I mean, I'm not easily embarrassed, so I can put all that there.
That's true. You do this with me.
Everyone. Everyone.
But it was, the food was good.
And
Howard,
you're
indicating.
This is the most frustrating part about, like, the possibility of ever going to one of these, like, gambling, like, cities with you is the fact you hate gambling.
Oh, I despise it.
But, like, you know, I don't gamble either.
Next time I go to Vegas, I will go to Fremont and I'll do, like, $50 at a dollar table or something. I vow that much. But $10 minimum hands disgust me. Because I'm not a good gambler. If they had, like, playing Magic the Gathering for money, sure. You'd see me like a friggin' Asian at a Baccarat table with a stack of chips this high.
Oh, this was a Korean bachelor party that I went to in March. It was the best. Like, I was finally with my people. Whereas,
which stereotypically Asian games did you play? I just know Baccarat. Like,
no,
is...
like, we just stuck to blackjack.
Okay.
And this was perfect because there were seven of us. Mm. There were three Korean guys, three white guys, and me. So it was literally, like, down the middle,
wow,
a 50-50 party. And we just loaded up, like, blackjack tables, like, a couple times. And this one dude who led the way, it was crazy. Because he was originally planning to come to the wedding with the whole family from L.A. So it was a, you know, it was a Maryland wedding. And, like, he's from Maryland, living in L.A. now.
What does that mean? Like, a brother and sister marrying each other?
What's that?
Maryland wedding?
No, like, the wedding was in Maryland, so he flew back to, like, BWI for the wedding.
He's looking for the innuendo. The code.
It's not like a West Virginia wedding, okay. No. Yeah. But, no, so, like, we had this guy who was telling us when he first showed up, we were like, hey, man, never met you before. How do you know the groom? Like, what's your deal? He's like, well, I'm a best man, and me and my wife and the kids are coming for the wedding. And, like, at the end of the weekend, he was 5,000 down at a blackjack table.
Wow. That is my nightmare.
I lost 400 gambling, and I did pretty well.
See, that's... Why would you... That's
that, like... That upsets you greatly, and I'm just like, that is not that much in gambling debt.
But I didn't have fun getting there to begin with. Like,
yeah.
If you found gambling joyous, and you're like, okay, I lost that money in the end, but I had a lot of fun, I would understand. If you're like, hey... I just spent $400 eating at, like, these high-end restaurants. I'd be like, that is money so well spent. Those must have been excellent meals. That sounds great. But if you're like, I repetitively played. Like, if I could see if it cost money for me to jerk it. That's, like, the one time, just a repetitive behavior that gives you, like, a burst of pleasure. I could see it paying for that.
No.
I would be in the hole so bad lifetime.
Yeah, we know.
You can win a blackjack. I mean, there were moments when we were up. You just have to know when to quit, and that's the hardest part with gaming.
Yeah.
It's just, like, we did pretty well. And I stopped, you know. And actually, I was actually down almost 600 at one point, but then I, like, know how to play slots, so I ended up getting 175.
So
back.
Do I. You put in money, and then you hit a button.
No, that's... Because on the edges of rows that especially are prominently displayed to people walking past, they have higher odds at certain times because there are more people walking. And so when you play, like... Machines at the edge are more likely to win. And that's how I hit a jackpot. Like, it took me, like, all weekend to finally hit one. But it was, like, a prominently displayed machine next to an alleyway that was during dinner. And that's why I was able to, boom, 175 right there. And, like, if you sat on the other side of me, which is what the guy who was down 5Gs did, because he was just so sad about losing all that money. And he was just, like, pissing his, like, last dollars away on this machine. I was like, he doesn't know how to play slots. Like, the guy was a great blackjack player, but he hadn't, like you, he thought that playing slots is just, oh, drop a dime and, like, whatever. No, like, there's a method to selecting the machine at the right time of day.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
No, there is. And they talk about that, too, when you watch people, someone who's been sitting at a certain machine all day, and then they leave and they hadn't won, then you should hop on that machine.
Yeah, they're tips. And basically, the nice thing about machines is you can drink.
I thought
drink.
That was a complete myth, by the way.
No.
You can, because it lures in other people who don't know that to play machines that are paying out at lower odds.
Hmm.
So... Like, it's basically advertising to get more people to play machines that don't pay out as well.
Well, I don't gamble anyhow. I mean, I've been to Vegas a few times, so.
The people who run casinos are not dumb. Like, they know how to get you to play.
No, that's why I don't mess with them. They are better at this game than I am.
But here's the thing about slots. You can play slots and drink. Because it's just, I mean, there's, like, some strategy with some of them, I guess. But really, it is just kind of a payout machine based on, like, whatever. With blackjack. I am much better at playing blackjack when I'm not drinking. But I didn't go to a bachelor party in Vegas to sit at a blackjack table and not drink.
Well, that's how they get you, though. You're just faced the whole time.
Not me. I mean, that's the thing. Like, everyone was like, well, why did you go to Vegas? And I've been three times. I eloped there, but I never... I've never, I don't drink, I don't get trashed, and I don't gamble.
I know, I have family there, and they have great Italian food, and I enjoy the shows to some extent.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I try not to log the biggest amount of time there. It doesn't make sense, you're right, as a guy who doesn't gamble. Some, like I said, just those $10 hands, man, that turns my damn stomach.
I hate that, yeah. I don't really like playing more than five.
Five,
but
I
you can't do it on strip.
Get behind.
You can't do that
on strip. Strip is a $10 minimum.
It used to be 15 until like the economy went into
Are
the 10.
Are you kidding me? 15?
While the economy was still good, like it was impossible to get $10 table. Now you can actually like find
that
some on the strip.
Stomach turning. 15 a hand.
Yeah, no, it's so like we were playing, and then the one guy who was like, yeah, best man, like bringing the wife and the kids, and then it's just like 5 G's later, it's like, all right, so it looks like
Let's
I'm coming to the
bitch.
Wedding by myself.
Let's go, bitch.
No, like he literally
yeah,
like
that's the guy.
Yeah. No, but it was just like, well, no. There goes like the flights for the rest of the fam and the nice hotel that we were going to get. I'm now just like chilling at a Holiday Inn because like
everything you said is my nightmare.
I don't think you would be that bad at it. I mean, you get
I'm
so
not, like if someone just sat me down and like Mr. Miyagi'd me on how to gamble well, I'm really good at card crap and like repetition and memorization and things like that.
We could get good at blackjack if you were able to prevent me from drinking. Because here's the thing about blackjack.
It's just
unlike
card
driving,
counting.
Well, here's the thing with like blackjack versus like driving. So when you're driving, like they tell you 0.08. 0.08 is like more than like two drinks for most people. And they're still by law allowed to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm for saying, me it'd be some Listerine.
If.
Pull over.
If. You have a single drink while you're playing blackjack. The margin of error is so razor thin in blackjack to me. You have that first drink, you're committed to not making money.
I don't really drink, so I would be good at this then.
Yeah, like you would have to watch me.
When is your next Vegas trip? Because I have been planning Vegas and LA. Like I've been sitting on this easily a year and a half at this point.
Yeah.
Because my last Vegas trip was
you said
was
a couple months, right?
Now, I was thinking about doing it in August, but I just did the AC thing, and it's like the same damn city. And by the way, not to give the Trumps the most ringing endorsement, let's play a game of chance, except I won't give you anything if you win. How much did two nights of Friday and Saturday at the Taj end up costing me?
Two nights for three people?
Yeah, but they don't charge you based on people. Just
but it's nights. Just the hotel.
Yeah.
115.
Oh, Howard. Oh, you
he's
sweet,
ridiculous.
You sweet, naive boy.
I got it. I was within $7. So,
yeah.
We already played this game.
$5.93.
Oh, no. See, like, you were dissing the hotel. You made it sound like a dive. Yeah, like,
it's.
This is a baller hotel, right?
It wants to be.
Like, but you're just giving it a hard. Like, it's basically not what you were paying for.
No, I would have to get whacked off in my room after like an hour long massage for $600 for two nights to be okay. I think there was like one night was $293, one was $216. There was just $10 added on called fee. Like no explanation, okay. Just fee. And then there was a tax, like a 14% tax on the room too.
Because I stayed once at Trump Tower in Vegas and we got a deal. And
Vegas
it was
is
still,
so much cheaper.
Yeah, and it was still like closer to 150 or 200. I think it was somewhere in there. I think it was 189 a night.
The heaviest nights in Vegas, I stayed at a Crapple, the Hooters casino. I think my most expensive nights were 100 each or 80 each. And the off nights when I was there Thursday night and Sunday night, it was like 35.
Yeah.
It was
yeah, no,
free.
Like, that hotel you can get mad cheap.
It's like, a but turlet, the, don't if, get me wrong. But
if you stay at like the Wynn, I mean, you're definitely not
Wynn's
doing
a couple.
Yeah.
But a place like the Wynn, you chip in and you get everyone to like get a suite together, right? You do the Wedding Crashers thing. Or I'm not Wedding Crashers, whatever the other dumb movie.
Yeah, Hangover.
Hangover.
That's what, yeah, we did that at Aria.
Yeah, it evens out, right? It's cheap as hell.
I wouldn't say it's cheap as hell, but.
Isn't it like 80 a night for all of you or something?
We definitely got comped quite a bit because that one dude was hitting the blackjack.
Well, yeah, once you actually start pissing away your cash left and right, they're pretty happy to help you out.
Yeah.
Allison,
what?
Make it your show now. We wrapped up my Vegas trip. I came back
your AC
yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my AC trip.
So what are your final thoughts, man? Come on.
I came to like it once I found all the trash-free places.
But
like, once I started going to the baller casinos and the nice restaurants and everything, and I was away from that boardwalk, which is just
idiocracy. But I think
idiocracy.
That's any city. I mean, that's the same with Ocean City. That's the same with Virginia Beach. That's the same with anything. You know what I mean? Because it's all compacted and it's all trashy and cheap T-shirts. And
yeah, the people that love boardwalks are the same ones that enjoy amusement parks.
I actually do like amusement parks.
And I hate them.
The Grotto Ristorante.
Ristorante Grotto or whatever.
What casino was that in? And
that was in the Golden Nugget.
And would you stay there at the Golden Nugget?
Oh, God, yeah.
How much is that per night?
I don't know, because I think it might actually take a big hit not being on the boardwalk, despite being way nicer.
But that's true of Vegas, too. You have some of the outer resort casinos that are actually pretty nice. I've checked out a couple. I finally rented a car last time I was in Vegas because I was like, I want to see some.
I heard it's completely worth it.
I actually rented a car.
Completely worth it.
I stayed in a condo one of the last time that I was in Vegas.
Oh, one of your lovers?
No. But I actually have, the time before that, I actually just wound up chatting up some people in the restaurant. And it turns out they were leaving and they gave me their hotel room for the rest of the night. They said, hey, we're packing up at 5, but because it's after hours, we're paid till tomorrow. So if you want to have our room, just check out on time. And
look at your charmingness.
I know. That was great. So I got a free room.
If I told, like, and approached those same people, they would be like, this is the card to my room. And then they would swipe it up their ass crack. And they'd be like, this is what you get, you piece of crap.
You just got to, you know, be friendly. It pays to be friendly. I didn't have to do anything for them.
Sure.
They were just nice people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice swinging people.
No, it's nice.
You just had to third for a bit. I got you.
Oh, that's gross.
Anything else, Allison? I feel you didn't get enough Allison time. Oh. Your fans, who are much more vocal than mine.
No, this is your show.
Let's not be crazy. Let's not be crazy. It's the Allison Hour featuring John Papa.
Not today. I don't know anything about sports or strippers. I mean, I shared my experiences. That's all I got. I'm running on empty as far as those topics go. So
I'm hungry. I'm running on empty, too.
Yeah, let's eat some food, some good food.
I'll make it up to you with good food.
Yes, please. Thank you.
I know if you don't get your little star to shine, you're like, just take me somewhere nice.
That's right.
And I will. A Shoney's is opening up down the road.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
$5 liver and onions until 4 p.m.
Gross.
What?
I should tell you about that date from Shoney's sometime. Next time.
That's a show topic right there.
Shoney's.
Nice little teaser for the people at home.
That's how I knew I was dealing with a horrible girl once. I pretended I was taking her on a date to Shoney's, and she didn't see the humor in that.
Oh, gosh.
She got very, very pissed very fast. All right. Okay. We can punch out.
Sounds good.
Because Howard needs to get on the road and all that fun stuff. Howard, they want to get a hold of you on Twitter. It's what again?
At what the effing heezy. You know how to spell it.
No, you don't. Allison.
Yes.
Spell it for them. Your Twitter handle?
ALLIS0NFRANK.
Good. And I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want me? It's at Papa's Basement. That's because the show is called Papa's Basement.
Right.
And if you want to listen to us every Monday and every Thursday, we put up a new hour at inpapasbasement.com. Click on the iTunes link at the top. Subscribe to us. Rate us positively. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/papasbasement. Find us all on Twitter. Follow us. We all do creative crap.
Yeah, we're all fun.
I swear. It
isn't. We're good people.
Bad stuff. It's good.
Other than you and your medicine habit.
You know what? If that's what it takes to get you to listen, I have to set up a camera. Crotch level.
I don't think you'll get 1500 for no offense.
I don't have your pretty feet. Pretty beanbag handling feet.
Oh, my.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way.
It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.